this point in time.
That time, that one sent a little bit too far by Geiger, and it's going to be an icing call, and they're going to come back for a face-off in front of Roland.
Well, Gold's Graphics came out right away and had a couple scoring opportunities there, probably their best scoring opportunity of the day, right in front of the net there that they couldn't capitalize on. But, you know, they're going to have to get one pretty quick just to see what they're made of here.
Yeah, and we're being shown, too, why this Ice Cutters team is 13-2-1 this season. I mean, they're just a very good team. And the tough part for Goats is now they have to try and rally against what I would consider a very, very good goalie in Cody Kozepka. And I'm not just saying that because he's one of my students. He's legit. Puck being chased by Geiger, who's going to try and clear the zone, and he will. Back to the neutral zone. Goats heading from left to right. Ice Cutters from right to left in this third period. Behind Kozepka and the Ice Cutters goal, but Ice Cutters have the puck. They're going to try and bring it out. Held in by Corey Kent. Corey Kent keeps it in, but then it is eventually cleared by Van Erp. Sent back in by Geiger. Ice Cutters with the puck, though, once again in the defensive zone, trying to get it out of the zone. And they will. And here comes Wright. Wright with a nice move. Tries to go between the legs. Wright with a shot on goal. Nifty little move as Wright was trying to set up Paretsky, but a nice little glove save right there by Roland as the Ice Cutters get another shot on goal.
Goats Graphics really, really had a hard time getting the puck there. It was sitting there for the longest time, and 2-3 shots later, Mitchell Roland finally is able to freeze the puck, and we've got another faceoff.
And like you mentioned, Mitchell Roland is playing a heck of a game between the pipes. He's stopping a lot of pucks.
Yeah, and I'm not 100% sure that the Goats Graphics would have given them a better you know, fight here if they would have had all their players. You know, injuries, especially with Arntz.
Yep.
It's, you know, I'm not necessarily sure that they could have beaten them, but I'm sure they could have given them a hell of a lot better game than they're giving them today.
Yeah. It definitely makes a difference when you take three players out of the lineup that you're used to having there. Puck goes back in behind Kozepka again, handled by the Ice Cutters, trying to clear it out. Goats holds it in. Centering pass, well, attempted centering pass, but just too many skates there from the Ice Cutters getting in the way. And they are just in the way of every pass that Goats are trying to make.
They're just playing good, disciplined hockey right now.
Working right along the wall below us. Goats with the puck in their own zone, trying to get a breakout started. Sends it to the middle. Off Knobloch, skate goes deep in, handled by Gordon. Gordon's going to skate it back behind his net. Send it around the boards. That's going to be deflected, but it's kept in the zone. And now sent out of the zone, so back in the neutral zone. Corralled by Goats. Ooh, hard hit right there. Gordon separating from the puck. But it is still Goats' puck, and Knobloch sends it in on net. Kozepka easily deflects that one away. That one cleared around the corner, but gone over the boards. We'll have a face-off as both teams take advantage and do full line changes.
Just not a lot going on right now.
Nope, it's back and forth. I think Goats would like to have more going on, but Ice Cutters are getting exactly what they want to be going on right now.
Micah Gordon with a hit of the night.
Yep, for sure. Absolutely nice hit. Clean hit, separating from the puck. It hasn't been terribly physical, really, tonight compared to some midget games that we've done in the past.
No, I would say that was the first big hit of the night so far.
Yeah. Kozepka freezes that one. We're going to have a face-off in front of him once again. That face-off's going to be won by Goats. Shot fanned on and stolen by Sears, who's coming the other way. One man to beat. Centering pass, but nobody was coming. I think he thought Ryder was coming, or maybe Bismack, but nobody was there. Ryder with the puck now. He's trying to get a shot off. Good defense being played by Goats right now. Puck held in by Wrights, keeping it in the offensive zone. Ooh, centering pass. Oh, one, two quick shots. Sears working in front of the net, but unable to squeeze one in there. Good opportunity, though, as the net comes off the moorings.
Nice kick save there by Roland.
Kick save and a beauty.
Pick saving a beauty. That's what they say about you every night.
Well, that one's for you, Tim Gordon. Who I do believe is in attendance tonight.
I'm sure he is. With Micah playing, I'm sure Tim's here somewhere lurking. Faceoff won by Ice Cutter, sent in deep into the corner. Badger along the boards, trying to keep it in, cleared by Goats. We got Rapson giving chase, nobody to beat. Oh, or actually Rapson on defense, I should say. Here come the Ice Cutters back. Who we got here? We got Ryder with the puck, but he's ridden into the corner. There's a big check right there. Is that Laycock, I think, with a big hit. Wright fires a shot right on net, but stopped by the chest of Mitchell Rowland. Sears sends it in deep as Ice Cutters applying pressure and keeping up the pressure, keeping it in the zone. Wright keeps it in the zone. Sends it down to Ryder. Stopping from the net. Sears intercepts it. A good hard shot. Luckily for Goats, it got a piece of somebody's body and it was a slow trickler for Rowland to stop.
I think we just seen the biggest hit of the night.
That was the biggest hit of the night.
That was that Canarian? I think it was Canarian.
It was Canarian. That's who it was. It was, yeah. Dante Canarian.
Right here in the corner. He had a pretty good running start, and he finished his check.
And it was just in time without being late.
Yes.
It was a good hard hit. Faceoff here now in front of Rowland. Faceoff won by Goats. Bailey with the puck trying to get it out. He gets it out. But it's left at center ice for Van Erp to clean up. You can tell from the Ice Cutter bench that they are sensing a championship here, as it's starting to get a little bit loud, a little of excitement over there. Pass across to Bismack. Bismack with the puck skating across center ice, trying to send it in deep, deflected off a couple Goats players. Knobloch with the puck now, just outside the blue line. He's going to send it across for air, and it gets deflected back out into the neutral zone.
Just can't seem to get anything going here right now.
No, very tough to get a flow for Goats. Bailey along the side, he's going to try and center it out there, but he is pinched off in the boards by a couple Ice Cutter defensemen. Sent around into the corner behind the net. Van Erp with the puck. Skating in the offensive zone. It's left there for Gordon. Gordon rips a shot deflected off of Bailey.
Wow.
And it doesn't hit the net. That was a hard shot. Bailey's pads took the brunt of that one. Centering pass back to Bailey as he's got the puck skating down. Bailey and Knobloch, but that one's going to be knocked away once again by the Ice Cutter defense. Bismack with the puck near center ice. Here he comes just across the blue line. Goats trying to play some defense. Centering pass to Paretsky. Gets a shot. That stopped. He gets another shot. Now a backhanded attempt. All kinds of action right now in front of Mitchell Rowland as he lost his stick. But now things calm down as it goes wide. Knobloch tries to get it out. He does not. And that's going to be fired in by Paretsky.
That was a beautiful pass by Bismack from behind the net out front, but Horetsky could not get it in the net for his third goal. He was looking for that hat trick still.
Yes,
time to take
was.
A break here on WLEW, the Sports Network. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Ice Cutter Sports. Ice Cutter Sports, your one-stop hockey shop in the phone, wants to thank all the coaches, parents, and players of Huron and Sanilac counties for your business and for another fun and entertaining hockey season. Ice Cutter Sports carries a wide variety of Warrior gear in stock. Come in and take advantage of the end-of-the-season inventory blowout sale. Everything must go. Price is too low to advertise. Many items are clearance. So stop in to Ice Cutter Sports, located at 414 East Super Road in Bad Axe. And get fitted for the toughest hockey gear for the toughest sport with Warrior Gear at Ice Cutter Sports, located on East Super Road in Bad Axe. Pulowski Drain Cleaning in downtown Bad Axe is a proud supporter of the Huron County Ice Arena and the Silver Blade Hockey Tournament. Pulowski Drain Cleaning takes care of residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural. Pulowski Drain Cleaning specializes in field tile drainage, grease traps, frozen pipes, and root removals. Pulowski Drain Cleaning is licensed and insured and locally owned and operated. Call James Pulowski at Pulowski Drain Cleaning for your appointment today at 989-623-0094. That's 989-623-0094.
Back from the Huron County Ice Arena, it's the third